What's up, guys and girls? Welcome to the Rock Hippie Adventures podcast.
Yeah, number 27?
Yeah.
Sweet.
There you go. You remembered a number.
Right?
I'm Keith.
I'm Mel.
If you don't know.
Yeah.
Thanks for checking out the show.
Appreciate it.
Yep. Tonight, we're going to be talking about best friends.
Best friends. You my best friend. Oh, my gosh. That was good, babe.
You like that?
Yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah, tonight we're going to, after the break, we're going to be talking about in our kind of breaking barriers.
Non-series.
Not series. Not doing a series. Even though after we're done with the breaking barriers thing, it's going to look like a series.
Yeah, right. It's okay, though. We only have a couple left, though.
This was going to be interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we'll see what that looks like after the show. But we've been busy. Not really. But yes, we've been busy. Work sucks.
We've been really busy. Kids came back to school
in
small doses of children, one grade a week.
Small doses of children. That's all I can handle.
I mean, it is small doses of children. Like, compared to what my normal classes are, it is small doses.
That's how I like my children, in small doses.
Small doses. But it was really great to see kids. It's been a long time. It's been almost a full year that we've been out on remote. The last day I had kids in my classroom was the Thursday, March 12th, 2020. And so I finally got kids back in my class almost a year later.
I'm going to say this. I've seen a lot of media about parents talking about, my kids just want to be back in school. They'll be so happy when they're back in school. Oh, I just need, you know, my kid's mental, you know, thing is suffering.
I got you. Yeah.
You know, oh my gosh, my kids wants to be back in school. I'm just going to say this from remembering being a child. If somebody told me I could stay home every day, get on a computer and do schoolwork at any point of the day that I wanted to, and somebody said, you don't have to go to school, you can stay home and do this all the time, and, you know, the work's always there, you just have to get in and do it, I'm like, sign me up, fool.
Yeah, we didn't have many kids return back to my school.
And that's my thing. I see all these people talking about, we got to get kids back in school, we got to get kids back in school. Do you think there's ever going to be a time where all the kids are back in school? Like, they're going to be like, there's no more remote.
No, everybody comes back. I think that this has lent itself to that. And I fear that this is our new normal. And you're going to see a lot of really good teachers leave the profession because we're absolutely freaking worn out.
Well, yeah.
We're exhausted. We're doing double work.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking like we don't want to do work, because some people think that we're just sitting at home doing a bunch of nothing. And I'll go ahead and tell you.
I can vouch for that. That is not nothing.
That's not true.
It's terrible.
But I teach in-person kids, and then I teach right afterwards.
I think they're going to have to reformat.
Remote children. Because I'm the only Spanish teacher at my school, so therefore I have to teach all the kids.
They're going to have to reformat how everything works.
It takes me, what, I work 4 hours on a Sunday?
Yeah.
And then to find out that the stuff that I did for 4 hours doesn't work because the technology doesn't lend itself to what we're trying to do in the schools. It's a pain in my ass.
If they keep doing this remote in-person kids, they're going to have to change totally how that system will look.
Yeah, I don't think I'll make it to retirement. I will have to maybe go out at 25 years.
We'll just have to find you a different school.
They're all like that. They're all messed up. Otherwise, or you're teaching.
I've seen you talk to other teachers.
Well, some teachers are teaching on a swivel, which means that you're wearing a camera the entire time so kids at home can watch what you're doing in the classroom. But you still got the online. But you still have to do the online stuff. It's double the work.
But that's what I'm saying. They'll have to change that format.
Yeah, I don't think they care to.
Well, they'll have to. If they have to do something different. Because they're only experiencing it for the first time.
They doesn't think it's broken. That's the problem. They're not listening to teachers.
They'll have to follow a South Carolina format. Because South Carolina has, well, what they call homeschool, but it's all online learning. It's public school.
Yeah, well, they have that. It's a virtual school.
But what I'm saying is they don't have that in North Carolina.
Yeah, we have it in our county. We have a virtual school. They literally came up with it. There's kids that only go to those teachers.
When did
just
that happen?
Virtual. When COVID.
Well, No. See, that's what I'm saying.
It was before. Well, they were in the process of doing it.
Right.
And then COVID happened. So then they did it.
South Carolina has for years.
Yeah.
The only reason I know this.
Hayden takes the online courses. She takes Apex.
Yeah, but it's not the same. It's not the same as South Carolina. South Carolina is a completely homeschool basis. No on campus. Like, you can sign up for that.
Oh, no.
It's a system that already works. So, like, okay, so kids say, I'm not going to physical school. I'm in this. Now COVID happens. South Carolina, and I'm not saying South Carolina is advanced by any means. I just know it's there.
Yeah.
Because
I mean,
when my kids were homeschooling.
Parts of that.
Yeah. Now, I mean, you can homeschool your kids, but you're homeschooling your kids. You are the teachers. There's no other teachers. But
yeah,
this,
and I'm over that mess, too. I'm not even getting on my freaking high horse about that, but.
I homeschooled.
Yeah, but you did the lesson planning.
Oh, yeah, we did it. Well, I mean, you know,
somebody
we had
having their kids at home remote, and I'm giving you what we're teaching. You're not a homeschooler. I hate to break it to people that are at home.
That's true.
You're helping because your kid needs assistance, and we can't be there.
It's what I call substitute teaching. You're a hot body to make sure they do their work.
People get all hot about that, and I'm teaching my kids this stuff.
No, you're not.
I'm sorry. Did you come up with a lesson plan? Today's not a good day for me to talk about it. I'm just frustrated. I'm tired. I'm just tired. Like, I'm exhausted.
Well, no, I mean,
I literally had a 25-minute break today. That's it. That's all my only break I had today. It's awesome. I had to, you know, stop an online course to use the bathroom. That's great. So don't tell me we're not doing work. I'm not even hearing it. And I'm not talking about you. I'm saying people in general. Well, I don't know what other profession goes to college and has a 25-minute break and then can't use the bathroom. They forget we're college educated. Not some dope that didn't go to college to teach. We all had to get degrees. People have advanced degrees. People have PhDs that are teaching. But we just don't get treated that way.
There's a lot of people like that.
And I know. I mean, I knew when I went into teaching that wasn't the glamorous life. I mean, I knew that.
You chose Spanish, which is interesting. You went Spanish. You got a Spanish.
I could be doing translation work, making a shit ton more money than hanging out in a school.
Well, but you know.
But I love my kids. I love teaching. It's my thing that I like to do. But I just wish that people appreciated teachers to the degree that they loved us all when we were, you know, saving the day back in March 2020. Thank God for teachers. But then somehow it got soured and we're just lazy assholes laying around all day long.
You're easy to blame.
Oh, we get blamed for everything.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, we're expected to fix a lot of things that we're not equipped to fix.
Yeah,
but
you're expected to do it. You're social care workers.
Yeah,
you're not,
we are.
Most of the time, you're not teachers. If you're not, if you're not taking,
I'm an IT person right now.
If you're not taking care of kids and doing, you know, being a relationship counselor and, you know, making sure that.
Oh, teaching's secondary. Yeah. I mean, the content is secondary. There's all these other things that need to take place. But the problem is they want kids to have all of their needs taken care of, which understandably, I'm not disputing that at all. But no one's taking care of teachers' needs. We all have mental things going on, too, and dealing with a lot of shit, and nobody cares.
Well, you know.
Suck it up, Buttercup. I'm fucking sick of sucking it up.
It's the nature of life, too, though.
It is. I know.
It sucks. I see it every day, but it's like one of those things where it's like you can't escape it.
No.
Most places you go. I mean, some places are better than others, you know, but not every job is going to be, you know, that thing, but
there
needs to be a level of respect for the people who take care of the business that's going on in the world, especially teachers. I mean, teachers are important. I mean, you're definitely underpaid. You're definitely underappreciated. You shouldn't have to do the amount of stuff you have to do.
No, and I do stuff because I want to. I mean, literally, I asked for a fan today in my classroom, and I got some broken-ass piece of shit because my room is 80-something degrees in there. So what I do, get on Amazon and got myself a fan. But that's the stuff that nobody realizes that we just get frustrated with and have to deal with.
They don't realize that you buy pencils and papers and you give that stuff to kids. The school doesn't supply it all the time.
No, it's out of my budget.
Well, no. Yeah, I'm taking that back. Not all the time. They hardly ever supply it.
Yeah.
You know, kids who you buy food for kids and give them food. Because, you know,
I told you I had several kids that I took care of because I care for these kids. I mean, they're not getting it.
No, not
where
every,
they need it, and they can't learn it at school if basic needs are not being met. Yeah. That's
not
really
every
what it comes
teacher
down
is
to.
Good. Not
no,
every teacher is bad.
True.
But across the board, you know, you should look, not just because I'm married to a teacher, but it is kind of also the same reason I am married to a teacher, and I got to see the inner workings of it.
Yeah.
But I've been around teachers my whole life.
Right.
And most of the jobs I've worked closely with school systems and other jobs I've had.
Sure.
And I've got plenty of friends who are teachers. You know, I remember teachers when I was in high school, how I treated them, grow up, became friends with them after high school when I became an adult and realized, holy crap, you know, this is hard work for them. They put up with a lot and they do a lot of work and hours and times that they don't get paid for. So anyways, that was a rant on school systems. But we did other stuff this weekend.
Yeah, we did.
Other than work.
It's just one of those things. It's just like I'm at my breaking point right now. Spring break can't come soon enough. It's just that.
Spring break can't come soon enough anyway because
We're going to Texas.
I have to wait for your spring break to take a time
off.
That's
true.
So I can take time off anytime I want.
No, I'm only obligated to take time off on the days that are designated for me because it is poo-pooed upon if you take days during the school year.
Yeah.
My vacation days are only supposed to be in the summertime.
Yeah.
Which can't go anywhere because of COVID, so it's been fine, but I don't agree with that either.
Yeah, so, yeah, we're going to Texas.
Life happens, man.
Celebrate Moose's birthday, even though Moose's birthday happened this past weekend. Yes. My grandbaby's
she
a year old.
She is one, and she dug into that cake like it was her job.
Holy shit, that was the most excellent
She got the excited shakes from that.
You know, I might try to edit that little film of just getting her shakes, just like as she's digging.
Oh, my God. It was awesome. Her little fingers start in that frosting, and then all of a sudden she's like, this is amazing.
I'm going to drop that on the Rocky Fee channel.
Yeah, do it. Yeah. It's too cute.
It's great.
It's adorable.
But, so we did, you know, I got to watch that. At least, thank God for technology and the fact that I can, FaceTime the kids and watch that stuff.
Yeah, it was super cute. She was very excited.
Yeah, very excited to not eat the cake, but to destroy it, which rightfully so. What the hell does she know about
eating the
cake?
Yeah, she was very polite at first. Then she was like, no, this is awesome.
Well, I thought it was funny. She just started kind of touching it with her hand. Uh-huh. And then she's like,
she did full arms in the cake.
Like, I'm destroying that. So, yeah. And if you've checked out the Instagram, you've seen that I made the girl a coffee mug rack.
Yes.
Yeah,
it's
so
amazing.
If you're looking for one, I need some extra cash. You can go over to Rock Hippie and say, "Hey, make me one." You pay for the shipping, and we'll do it right.
He'll hook you up. Yeah, it's awesome.
I don't know why I'm getting myself into that.
I don't know either.
But I will do it for the right price.
But it's nice though, because I do collect those Starbucks mugs, and
it can be specific for your wall.
Mm-hmm.
Your
cups.
Yeah,
it's super nice. I love it. It just adds a little, something to the kitchen now and. Kind of rearrange some things.
Gives me some cabinet space to put more food.
It is true. We do have our snackies down low now. I don't have to get on the stool. I probably might put them still out there because it did take work to go get the snackies down. Now they're just right there. I can probably get them too soon. Too easy.
Anyways.
But the weather was kind of crappy, so we didn't get to do a lot of things that we wanted to do. But you know what? Yeah. Such is life. I'm ready for spring.
March 2.
It's my favorite month. How could I forget? It's my birthday month. I don't celebrate all month, but I mean, I could.
Yeah, we don't celebrate all month.
I might could, though.
You
just
could.
Just a little bit.
You could.
Yeah.
Every day. You can do a little something for yourself.
What did I do today?
Nothing.
No. Mm-mm. I didn't get shit today. I didn't get anything. Oh, I'm sorry. I got to eat you lunch today in 20 minutes. Yay for me. I might. You know what? I'm going to have a cup of coffee after this, and I'm going to have a snacky.
Okay. And on that note, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back, and we'll get into...
BFFs.
We'll get into that. We'll be back in a minute. And we're back, guys and girls. Thank you for sticking around through the ad, helping us pay some bills. We're up over $11 now.
I'm just would like to say I'm done bitching, so I won't be bitching anymore. So if you listen to that first 10 minutes, I drank some soda. I'm good to go now. Oh, I won't be so bitchy.
Yeah.
Today. Maybe.
I had to bring the acidity to bring the saltiness down.
Yeah.
So we're going to be talking tonight about... we've always been talking about for the past few weeks about, good relationships or great relationships have this. So great relationships, the couple should be best friends. Now, there's a lot. Mel has her thought process on this, and she's going to rant it out here in a minute because, she loves to do the ranting. Not that I don't either. But I think there's a lot of terminology in language that has to be understood.
Yes.
In understanding BFF, friends, best friends, in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Like, do people really understand what that means?
I mean, I understand what it means, but I don't know. I also just think it's just a thing people say. I think it's a quantifier for relationships that I married my best friend. That your relationship somehow better than somebody else's.
What if they did marry their best friend?
I don't know how somebody could be their best friend and get married to them.
What do
you mean? It doesn't make any sense to me.
But why can't you be best friends and be married?
I just don't.
You don't think guys and girls, or guys and girls, and girls are like the closest friends ever, the best friends, and they realize that at the end of the day, you know, that we spend all our time together, we love each other to the moon and back, you know, and we do have some physical chemistry going on here, and they realize they should be together always in an intimate relationship. Now they're best friends who are married, and they're best friends, best friends.
I just don't
think we call the super friend relationship.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did you just come up with that, or is that a true thing?
That is I've read some studies, and that's what some people are calling a best friend married relationship.
Our super friends.
Super friends? Super friends, which is super fucking cheesy, but that's what they call
it. Do they wear capes and like fight crime?
Now watch this.
What the fuck is that?
How in the hell do you think I would come up with super friends and make that like, yeah, I came up with that? No, hell no. Why would I ever do that? That's cheesy as fuck.
No, I know. I just thought, like, you know,
no, hell no.
Thing. Super friends.
But I will
say, I'm going to start using that. I married my super friend.
No, you're not. You didn't marry your super friend. You become super friends.
Oh, you become super friends. Oh,
because you have the ultimate relationship. You're best friends and now you're intimate.
I think that's a bunch of bullshit.
Is it?
I mean, kind of do.
You say it is, but you... But
I mean, I don't... I love you and I care about you so very much. And our relationship
is... But we weren't
is,
friends beforehand.
No, but I don't think we're friends now. Like, I just think friends to me is like is making a relationship that's a marriage less than what it is. Like, I don't think a friendship is the equivalent of a marriage by any means.
We're not talking about friendships. We're talking about best friends as a relationship.
I think people just say that they married their best friend, but I don't think they really were friends. I think people use that as a phrase. Like, I married my best friend.
Well, maybe not. You know I'm going to play devil's advocate here.
Well, I know. I just don't. If they really married their best friend, like my best friend's wedding, and she's in love with her best friend, and they get married. I mean, I guess that happens, and they married their friend, but
think about
it. Are you still a best friend in a relationship?
Yeah.
Nah, I don't think so.
Let's break it down. What does a friend mean? What does it mean to be my friend? Now, I'm not talking acquaintance. I'm not talking to somebody you see every once in a while.
That's like broad as shit.
What does it mean to be a friend? I mean, that's what I'm saying.
To be a friend is to care for somebody else, to want the best for them. You can smile at me all day long, but it's different. I don't think that love is part of a friendship. I love my friends differently than I love you.
Now, again, see, you're trying to quantify a word into a space that broadens the gaps.
Okay.
So, yeah, you're
does
right.
A friend and a spouse have similarities? Yes, in what they are.
Okay, right.
100%.
So, let's take it above friends. So, a friend is somebody that you see every day. Right?
Yeah.
You talk to once in a while, you care for each other, you do things together. Okay, now
you
we're going to take it to another
about
level.
Them.
We're going to talk about best friends. Like the person.
It's your go-to person.
It's your go-to person, the person you would ride or die for. That person is everything for you.
Yeah, but I have many of those.
Well,
different reasons. Not many, but I have some people that are my go-to people for different reasons.
And do you quantify them as your best friends?
No, I don't use that word anymore because I'm grown.
Right, but in a sense, your best friend.
But
is
they
that
would be
one,
my closest friends.
Right,
I would use that
friends.
Word, my closest friends.
Right, okay.
That would be the word I would use.
All right, so what would quantify a best friend? Like the person, that one person.
That person, if I needed that person, they would be there for me at the drop of a hat.
Right.
Night
but
or
what
day.
Else, what else goes into it, though? But what else is there? What else about a best friend quantifies that relationship? Not just the ride or die, not just
oh, they know like a lot of stuff about you and they
right.
and vice versa. You share more things with them. Like
right.
a friend is a very surface level thing, but then of someone who's like a close friend
mm-hmm.
knows thoughts. They know, you know, things that you're dealing with.
Similar likes.
Yeah,
interests.
Similar likes,
you do
interests.
A lot of things together that you like,
mm-hmm.
things like that.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's take that understanding, like, and we can go back to last week's episode too about, you know, my mind just went blank.
Oh, hell, what did we talk about? Love is enough.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, love was enough.
Okay,
yeah.
You're
right.
Okay.
That, you know, if you love somebody enough, then it's enough for the relationship. And you go back before that, opposites attract, where we were like, no, you need to be more similar and opposites don't attract. But then we find out a lot of people's like, no, opposites really do attract more. You know, we are opposites. The We Don't Match podcast, you know?
Yeah,
they're like, opposites. We're complete opposites and we've been together for 20 plus years. I mean, honestly, me and my spouse or ex-spouse were together for 20 plus years and we were opposites. I don't think the opposites part split us up, but at the end of the day, we split up. So opposite may don't attract.
What attracted you the initial thing?
Yeah.
Perhaps.
You know, but I think there's a lot more to it. And I think, everything we've dug into, maybe except for one or two things, maybe the relationship is easy. Even when we talked about relationships are easy, there's this gray area.
Yeah, because we said easy doesn't mean that it's not without effort.
Right. So,
but I think it could be easy because you put in the effort.
Right.
Where we
so
are.
I think there's this, I think there's yeah, this, yeah. not a gray you. Area, but I think there's this area of defining what those things mean so people can have a better understanding of it.
Sure.
I think this is what I think when, and my rant about, you know, my spouse is my best friend. That's great. I think that's an okay thing to say. Okay.
Oh, it irks me.
Well, it only irks you because you see it. I think you see it in a way that demeans the relationship.
No, I don't. I really honestly, the reason it bothers me the most is because I think people use it to make it sound like their relationships are better than yours. I think if you're just like, because if I told somebody, you know, I love you and I care for you deeply, I don't consider you to be my best friend. I mean, there's a relationship.
No,
there,
I get that. Yeah.
But I think people are like, oh, you didn't marry your best friend.
Well, no, you didn't marry
your best friend. I think people say that, though, and it's like,
but I think,
well, you're just
being
a dick.
It's indoctrination of relationships, of how relationships should be. See, I think people try to, like, some people date for a really long time, like years, and they become each other's best friend.
Right.
So at the end, when they marry each other, I've married my best friend. I don't think that's a negative statement. I don't think it demeans the relationship. I think that, for me, for some people, not all of them, and I get it. You know, I think some people do use that as a way to kind of look down upon other people. Like, you didn't marry your best friend. It's like, well, no, my best friend's, you know, Paul, and we don't have that kind of relationship.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But I think some people do use it in that regard to, like, make it a hierarchy of, like, relationships. Like, oh, our relationship's that much better because I married my best friend.
Right. I think there are some people, but I think that some people are very few. I think people who normally use that do that because they feel that this person they married gets them the most. It's their ride or die person. It's the person.
Well, you're my ride or die, but.
Well, but follow me first, Dave.
Okay.
Even saying all those things, like all those things, we quantify what a best friend is.
Right.
But they also have the time invested, not a year, 6 months, 7 months, 2 years. They probably have 4 or 5 years they've been together, dated before. They probably were friends before that. They knew each other for a long time. So this person has become their best friend at the end of the day. So when they say I've married my... Not all relationships, but I think most who get to that part where they say I married my best friend, it's because that person means that type of relationship. So now I'm marrying my best friend, and now they're becoming my spouse.
Yeah.
So I think that's one of the ways.
What if
they
still
that.
Use it as like we're best friends?
This is where I'm going to go sideways.
Look at you.
Okay. So I think
segue.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the thing is that. When you cross the line of, let's just say, an intimate relationship.
Right.
Okay. Best friend seems to not demean the relationship, but it doesn't, like, I married my best friend. Great. We're best friends. Great. I don't think it's wrong to say that.
Okay.
I think it's wrong to, here's where I'm going to, like, break it out. Does your spouse know all your secrets?
Do you? No.
Right. We all have things that we... And I think that's the mystery of a relationship. I think that should be... There should be a level of mystery.
Well, there's also some things that... It's
not like
that
I'm
wouldn't.
A crimp... Not I'm a serial killer or anything.
No,
secrets.
But I also think that there's some things that are just different with the relationship between, like, me and my friends. There's things that we gab about that I wouldn't talk to you about because you're not interested in that.
Well,
so that
and it's
not your thing that you would want to talk about. There's certain things we just don't talk about because it's not your thing.
The definition of the definition
right.
of best friends,
right.
intimate friends, things
that.
Like, I think I'm going to talk to my best friend about things I'm not, like you said, I'm not going to talk to you about.
Yeah.
And those things I won't talk to you about.
And I feel like you should have that in a relationship because I feel like those are the things that if you don't get it out or don't feel like that's something that you need to share with somebody else. And it's not like intimate things about our relationship,
well,
you know what I'm saying, necessarily, but it's just things that I just want to talk to my girls about.
Yeah.
And you want to talk to your boys about or vice versa. Well, you know what I mean?
But
if you did, I mean, you chat to people.
All the secrets doesn't mean you don't know everything about each other.
Right.
And there's a lot of stuff you don't know about each other.
Well, we're still learning things about each other.
Well, of course, we're still new in a relationship.
Yeah.
Quote-unquote, you know,
newish.
But at the same time, I think people who... This is my problem with people who call their spouse their best friend or their significant other their best friend, is that you start to avoid other relationships.
I would agree with you.
So, oh, but they're my best friend. I don't need anybody else. And you become you come kind of socially distanced from everything else around you, which in turn creates more problems. People's like, well, this is my best friend, that happy relationships. But I think at some point you create this best friend relationship will end up being too much and overbearing. That's just my thought process.
I also think sometimes you could be two best friends-ish and it just becomes best friend-ish.
Well, true.
And then the romance and all the physicalness of it becomes secondary sometimes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That could happen too.
Well, I think a lot of people also have the idea that you should be friends before you're lovers. That
mentality. Oh, I've heard that too. Yeah, yeah.
And,
absolutely.
And again,
well, it didn't happen with us. Uh-huh.
Nope.
I mean, we talk for a long time.
I think there's a level of understanding another person before you take the commitment.
Oh, absolutely.
Of the relationship.
Oh, no, we haven't. We fast forwarded our relationship, understandably, but we also talked for hours and hours nightly about a lot of things
We had 2 or 3 weeks before
But I'm thinking about like the week I was gone. I mean, there was a lot of things that we talked about and hashed through and just kind of just shared things. And then when we first started dating, even we would drive in the car and just talk for hours.
Yeah. And I think that's the thing. It's like people's like, well, friends first. And I'm like, yeah, there's a level of truth to that. But I think people, again,
my ex and I were friends first. And I always felt friendly with him.
Yeah,
like,
but it's your understanding of what those things mean.
Yeah.
And this is my point. I think this is one of the things I get to when we start talking about these relationship items, is that everybody sees it different. It's like,
construction. Totally true. Yeah.
I said this, I used this analogy before. It's like construction. Everybody has different terminology for the same thing.
Yeah, understandably. You know?
So I may say best friend and think this. You'll say best friend and think something totally different. So it's really based upon, each individual and how they see things. Now, there are studies that show, and again, I don't know how they quantify what best friend means, but they say couples who say that their other is their best friend have happier, longer relationships. If you look at our relationship, people could think that we're best friends. Why? Well, because we always talk. We talk about the hard stuff. We talk about the easy stuff.
Yeah,
we have a lot of similar interests. We do everything together. So, wow, she really looks like your best friend. Well, in a sense of that way, yeah, we kind of are best friends because we don't really fight a lot.
I could see that.
You know,
I understand that. So to people, it could look that way.
Yeah.
And I mean, I'm not hating that that's the way we would come off as people.
Right. But see, that's why I go back
to that. Okay.
So you
see your point.
So you have this concept of like, oh, I just hate it when people say I marry my best friend. And I get that because your experience with it has been negative.
Yeah.
Right. My experience with it has been indifferent.
Yeah, I always felt like I had friends who always used that to, like, quantify that their relationship was better, which I don't even know if it really kind of was. And then I always had the girls, like, the friends that I'm with now, we all get that that's not the way it is. And I feel like I connect with them more because we're more realistic on how we see our relationships with our spouses.
Well, I think it's easier for some people to say, well, my spouse is my best friend because we do everything together, but there's the lack of intimacy, so it's easy to say best friends.
Yeah.
Which it doesn't make their relationship any less.
No, if it works for them, I give a shit less. But it just—it was the connotation of how they would say it.
But maybe it was for them to be more secure about their relationship.
Yeah, I think sometimes that could be it.
And that may be the trick. I think it's just each individual. And no, do you have to be each other's best friend? I don't. Again, I don't. Would never look at you and go, "You're my best friend,
babe. You're my best friend."
No, you're. No, I'm not.
I just.
But
okay,
I see it different.
Well, let me play this differently. Yeah. Do you think it's because we're older now and we were kind of like in our own ways? I mean, not that I'd say that would be the case, but like maybe because we were in previous relationships before, maybe that was more because we spent so much time together, we would have used that before. But now as we're older and had our own relationships and then come together to, outside of that, is that a thing? I don't know. Just throwing it out there.
I think it's because we're older. One, I think using the word best friends in a relationship or intimate relationship seems like a younger person's game.
Yeah, I kind of agree. And maybe that's why I heard it more when we first got married because we were younger. And then as we gotten older, I don't.
Honestly.
I would like to know if people still, like at our age, if they've been married for 20 years or whatever the case might be, still say that each other's best friends.
I don't think it's anything negative to any person who says it. I think, honestly, it just comes down to opinions of experience. Like, you just experience things different way. Like, if you experience negative things from this, then you're going to have a negative outcome.
I can see that. Absolutely.
If you experience things like me indifferently about it, you just don't
see. But I
really
also
care.
I also like having a different relationship with you than I do with my friends. Like, you know what I'm saying? I find that that makes my relationship with you much more special than just to say that we're best friends. Because I could be best friends with a lot of people, but for me to not use that with you means that my relationship with you is that much more special to me, that I just don't want to dumb it down and say that we're best friends and just cop out and be that's what the way it is.
I don't think it's a cop out. You know what I'm saying?
I kind of feel like it is sometimes. Well, I know, I'm really cynical about it.
Well, I get it, because I'm cynical about some things and you just can't change my mind on it, or I'm always going to be cynical about it. But again, I want to play the devil's advocate. I'm not playing the devil's advocate. I'm going from this point of view because there's so many people out there who believe their spouse is their best friend.
Yeah.
And I don't think it demeans the relationship. I don't think it takes anything away from it, or it makes, like, say I say you're my best friend in our relationship. You're my best friend. We're married. It's great. But I also have Paul, who's my best friend. He's my best guy friend. He's my best friend who's not, you know, he's. I think when you say, like, you use the word best friend, in my mind, when I was in school, like when I was a kid, mm-hmm. best friend means one person.
Yeah.
So for me, that
I
was
see that.
For me, that was like really hard, because it's like I have so many best friends. But how can, for me, it was a, I keep saying for me.
For you?
Yeah, for me. Not for you, for me.
Okay.
But in my personal world, understanding that, because I'm a very analytical person, best means the top, the it.
Yeah.
No more. You
the
can't
numero
have,
uno.
You can't have bestesses. You can't have BFFs.
Oh, there's BFFs, though.
Yeah, there's BFFs, but that's the problem. We have taken a language and a definition and transformed it. So, therefore, people now think that you can be my best friend, and I can have a best friend over here, and I can have best, but I can have multiple best friends. I think about it and go, no, you can't.
Just one.
You can have lots of close friends and your closest of friends. And you can have a lot of great friends. And, you know, right there, you're good, great, great, but not best friend, because best friend is one. So therefore, is your significant other your best friend? And if they are, then this person over here to your right that you go to everything else about is just your friend.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, it's language. It's okay. Always about language.
Yeah.
I think of it one way. You see it a certain way because you feel like, and I really feel.
I'm the emotional side of it.
Yeah, you really feel like that it kind of takes the relationship down a notch because you're using the word friend.
Well, because you would use it for anybody else that you're really close friends with. So
right.
I'm like.
But at the end of the day, if you take it to be your best friend, meaning there is no other.
Yeah, but I don't think it's ever been used that way.
Again, I'm just going at it from.
I get it.
A literal.
Yeah, I understand it. I get that. I understand the best friend would be the your top person.
Top person. That would be you.
Which would be you.
Exactly.
But I'm never saying that you're my best friend.
No, because because it's an understanding.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll go to Christianity for a sec. For the longest time, fundamental Christians were the punk rock of the Christian world. Then fundamentals became the bad word.
Okay.
Evangelicals were the punk rock, and I'm using punk rock because it was the people outside, the transitioning, the people who were making changes that were going to make it better. But then evangelicals became a bad word in society, and everybody thought you were the Trumps of the world.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean
Whoa, that was big, babe.
But I mean, but seriously, like when you say evangelical, people started
it's
thinking
it's a negative
like,
connotation.
Yeah, it's negative. Like, oh, it's the white majority, blah, 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 which is not. True, it's just because that word gets thrown there.
Gotcha.
And then the charismatic church, you know, was the crazy thing that's going to change everything and it's going to be better. And then it becomes just like everything else. As definitions get used, people transform them. Mm-hmm. Society takes words and translations. I mean, come on.
Yeah, I mean, we have a whole dictionary of Urban Dictionary that has taken words that mean nothing and have now things.
Yeah, I mean, in our lifetime, mine and your lifetime, we have seen the word bad mean good.
Yeah, bad mean bad.
Yeah. You know, we've seen the strangest things. We have seen the word gay, which when I was young was, the definition was happy.
Yeah.
And now it's translated to a sexual orientation.
And not very nicely.
Yeah, and sometimes
some cases,
it's not used.
It can be poorly used.
Yeah, very
depending
poorly
on how
used.
You use
yeah,
it.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, in a world, and I'm sorry, in the English language.
Yes.
Right? We have so many different understandings of words. That's why I'm always talking about when we do these shows about language and text and understanding of, you know, defining what these means. Best friend to me means that one top friend, nobody comes back. That's it.
You're using the 1970s definition of best friend.
Yeah. But because we've come to a different place.
Right.
For you, it seems like, well, that just doesn't really state how great this relationship is. Or it brings the relationship down. Or you're like, well, people use it at that level to make me feel bad about my relationship. Which now they can say it and you go, well, your best friend's great, but mine's better. You know?
Yeah, absolutely.
No, it's not.
It is.
But I think that's, I like to have that dynamic where we really battle in the middle on understanding these things, because I think that's what people miss. All this stuff we've talked about, me and you've talked about relationships for the past few weeks, have really put it at the crux of the situation, meaning that there is no real answer.
Right.
No matter how hard we try to fight one side or the other, one of us are always going to be able to see another point of view of it.
Yeah.
Because we as a people are different. We're unique. We're completely, no matter how much we are alike, there's still so many opposite or differing things.
Which
in us.
Is why we have good conversations.
Exactly. Like, hell, opposites attract. Yeah, opposites attract. There's a lot of things that are similar. So opposites might not attract. But at the end of the day, no two people are alike.
No, that's true.
Can we honestly,
and you don't want a carbon copy of yourself.
Right. So at the end of the day, opposites do attract, but I think there's more similarities than there are differences.
Yeah.
But that's just to each individual and each individual person of who they see and who they want to be with.
Yeah.
So I think for in everything we talk about, especially tonight, about how we both see what best friends mean in a relationship, is that person your best friend? That person may be your best friend. You may have married your best friend, but at the same time, what do you see best friend meaning? Do you have multiple best friends? Then I think.
Yeah, like what if you have friends like, this is my best girlfriend and this is my husband. He's my best friend. But then you've got a best girlfriend.
That's why I think you have to define it.
So you can only use best friend for your spouse if that's what you truly mean. A super friend.
Super friends.
Although we can be super friends because I don't feel such hatred towards that.
Because super friends are DC and I'm not very DC.
Yeah, I'm kind of surprised that they didn't sue them or something over Super Friends.
No, it was just an article I read.
Oh, it's interesting. It's
a study that
So it's best friends that have taken it to the next level. Yeah. So see that to me, says the exact same thing. If it's best friends that have taken it to the next level, then you can't be best friends with your spouse.
Well, it's like
best friends who get married and realize they have a physical connection with each other.
Actually, they
more
call
to
it Super Friends because it's the ultimate relationship.
To be friends with your best friend. Best friends with your spouse. That's the ultimate relationship in that article. I'm going to punch those people in the throat. That's ridiculous.
Well, it's
I don't really like that.
It's
I don't like it at all.
It's not ridiculous.
I think it's silliness.
Because it's a different, they're Canadian.
But it's still using the word friend in there.
But are we not friends at the same time?
We are. Yes.
You hate me, don't you?
No, I don't.
We're not friends. I'm not your I love you, but right now I don't like you.
Yeah, we are not best friends anymore.
I dump you. I dump you as my friend, but don't forget
don't
you
know.
Gotta rub my back tonight.
Yeah, right. I gotta snuggle. I'll like you at 10 o'clock.
Yeah, I'm your friend again at 10 o'clock when I need to snuggle. Yeah.
I mean, I get it. No, I mean, I consider us to be friends. I don't think you can be in a relationship and not be friends with somebody.
Right.
I just don't like the word best friend. I married my best friend. I don't know. It just sounds, and it, honestly, I think it's more of a Southern thing too, kind of, sort of. Like, you hear it more too.
I was going to say, it just
is
reminds
that true?
Me, it reminds me of somebody who
he's
gets,
my best friend.
Yeah, well, it does. It just reminds me of, I can't, I don't want
like
to be stereotypical,
but
it
sounds very Southern.
Very Southern white wedding thing to say. Yeah.
Does it not? And they got together and they were best friends. Like, and I just feel like that's what it is. And so maybe
in
that's
the South,
some
they're probably
of
best friends. And
then stop. I know
where
you're going
with
that.
I'm from the South. I got deep roots in some very deep redneck places, so I can make all the fun about it.
That's
I want.
True.
And you know what the great thing is in our society? We can make fun about white people all day long, and nobody really going to care.
Nah, damn.
Because that's not racist
people.
At all.
We talk about white people all the time, like, damn white people.
Yeah, because we're white people.
Yeah, we are.
Stop embarrassing
me. I'm a little brownish, though. I'm Italian. You're not whitish.
Oh my God, you're still white.
I am. I get my mantle out every time I decorate my mantle. I'm like, my inner white girl's got to get herself.
But I'm serious.
It does sound like a very Southern thing to me, and maybe that's more what it was. Is like,
well, it does. It does.
Every
time I
hear it,
we
were best friends.
Every time I hear it, I'm just it creeps me out a little bit.
Oh, it gets under my skin.
But I don't ever say I married my best friend. I think you can. Okay, so I'll use this for example with me and my ex. I think in relationship wise, we were best friends. Like, we got each other at that level that best friends were. Did it hurt our relationship that we thought that way? No, but I think we had things that couldn't be reconciled intimately in a spouse relationship, but we were still great friends. We can still be great friends. We laugh at the same shit. We talk trash about the same stuff. You know,
yeah.
There's a lot of things that make us great friends, but just because you can be best friends with somebody doesn't mean the relationship will work. So on the vice versa, great relationships have people who are best friends, that they're successful relationships. But you don't have to be best friends for a relationship to be successful at the same time. Or you can be best friends and a relationship tank. So it doesn't matter. We're always looking for these answers of, or these
tangible
evidence
answers. Well, there's not, there's no fail-proof formula in that whole thing.
Again, I'll go a theological way with it. You can never prove that God exists or doesn't exist. There's nothing. I mean, you can say what you want, but you can't provide that tangible evidence.
Right.
And people can say they can, but it doesn't change people's minds. They still believe or don't believe, right?
Right.
You can't provide tangible evidence of what makes that these answers will make 100% successful relationships. There's only one thing that I know for sure that will put you on the right path for a successful relationship.
Let me guess what it is. Communication.
Damn right. If you don't communicate, relationships will fail.
And that could be some of it too. Maybe this is just the person that you feel that you can communicate best with, and that's your best friend.
I'll say this. Me and you communicate great, right?
Yes.
And I think we can both agree that we have great communication skills. We like a lot of the same things. We do a lot of the same things. There's a lot of things that make us similar. There's a lot of things that make our relationship great. But I don't consider you my best friend. I really don't. I really don't.
No,
look at
I
you
don't
go,
either.
No, I mean, honestly, I don't have any friends, so I don't even know what it means to have a best friend. No.
Oh, stop.
No, I've got good friends.
And I'm okay with you saying that because I don't feel like I need to be your best friend. Right. I just don't.
And I think there are things that I will not talk to you about because it just seems weird to talk to you about them.
Yeah, understandably.
Yeah, and I agree. I think the same way for you. Even in my past relationships, I would never say, I want you to tell me every single thing, and I want to know every little secret. I don't.
I just don't
like,
think.
Guys and girls.
And it's not a secret thing. It's just like there's some things that you just don't talk about.
Well, I mean, it is a secret thing, too, because there's things that we just won't tell each other. Not because they're
No, I
wouldn't
tell you anything.
Well,
I'm an open book with you.
Well, but I mean, I get that. But there's some things that are not relationship detrimental that you keep to yourself.
Yeah, I can see that.
I'll never know certain things about you. That's a secret. Don't say secret like a bad thing, like, oh, I'm not going to tell you anything. You keep things from each other, not on purpose, but it's just because it's not.
Well, some of the things I don't talk. Yeah, I mean, some things, like, I'm not going to bitch at you about, or I'm not going to say much about my ex to you because it's not anything that you have to deal with.
Yeah, exactly. That's your thing.
So I save that for
friends. And if you got something to, you know, gripe about or talk about or need to get off your chest, you would talk to one of your friends about it.
Absolutely. I mean, exactly. I don't, not now. I mean, previously.
And I hate to use the word secret, but secret in connotation of stuff is something that you don't tell somebody else. I'm keeping it secret.
Yeah, no, I'm an open book.
Not,
I don't
not
have
from
secrets.
You. I don't have much about me that is secretive. I mean, but at the same time, there's things I won't talk to you about, things I'll talk to Paul about, or things I'll talk to somebody
else
about.
Well, you should. That's understandable. Yeah,
not that I do much talking to anybody else.
No, but you should. And there's things I know that I don't – there's also things that I don't bother you with because it's more of a girl thing to talk about. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you don't need to know any, you know,
No, not, girls nor do I want to know
stuff that are going